This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Here's my bottom line on Russia, and then I want to segue into the current news and get your take, Big Mike. And again, Big Mike owns the $4 billion company Advanced Nutrients, advancednutrients.com, holidayheroes.bg/EN is their charity, facebook.com/BG Political Change Now. And I want to get into the film you're making, Kevin. I want to talk about all this. But what is it like for your girlfriend? Because I know she's seen a lot of this. Kelly, just as an observer, to this, you were saying you're not really political. What do you take away from the whole state of the world and what's happening with the drug war and what's happening in Eastern Europe and all of it?
You can talk about your time when you were in Bulgaria just now.
It was very shocking, very emotional. Very emotional. I didn't know how I was going to take it. I got there the first couple of days, and I kind of freaked out. Was really emotional.
You've never been with a security team before.
Yeah, so it was really different. But once I kind of got, was able to grasp that, just the more we were out in the cities and, we went out and we did our charity and everything, my emotions just kind of took over me, just seeing how the country is and how the people are, and very heavy on my heart,
And I would imagine both of you traveled a lot of countries before.
Starting to, yeah.
Would you say Bulgaria is one of the worst off places you've seen, Big Mike?
Absolutely. I mean, I was in India. I had an office there for 7 years. And when you go back to Bulgaria, you go, well, it's a little bit better, right? But, I mean, it's bad. Of all the EU countries in Europe, it's by far the worst. The worst.
Wow. Kevin?
The Russians, I mean, one of the first things I noticed when I first flew into Bulgaria that I wasn't expecting is just the view of thousands of these Russian-looking tenement buildings. And so you picture this place that was once this beautiful European nation. And I think it was just all in the 80s that they built just all these concrete ghettos. And now all the people are forced to live in them. I mean, you'll see a lot of these buildings.
They don't even have windows. They have, cloth.
Yeah, these people live in cubicles.
Well, I mean, Bernie Sanders wants communism. I mean, that's a wonderland where all the 40-year-old bums can live. Imagine a nation run by 40-year-old bums.
I got to say, clearly, communism doesn't work. Look at the Russian economy. It's $1.8 trillion versus the American economy, which is almost $15 trillion. $1.8 trillion versus $15 trillion. Clearly, look, people say bad things about capitalism and all this. And
it's because they become lazy butts.
You're right.
Our poor are richer than most people around the world, and so they see the people with wealth, and then it's class envy. They're mad that there's a bunch of wealth they don't have. That's the problem with, and communism creates dependency, but it also creates the little commissar managers, the political police, who then, you don't excel because you write the best play or come up with the best product. You excel because you're in charge and somebody's got to come kiss your butt to say, be in the movies. Like that film based on a true story, The Lives of Others, about East Germany. Did you see that film?
No, I didn't.
Well, folks ought to watch it.
I didn't see it.
Kevin, great American. Kevin, you haven't smoked any marijuana today, have you?
No, not yet.
Seriously, let's get serious, though. This is a short segment. Some stations join us at the segment. I want to get into the state of the world right now. And speaking of Russia, you were asking me about world war and stuff. And is it true, that this country has nukes and that country has nukes? I was always told where Saudi Arabia got their nukes, where Iran got their nukes. And now that's coming out in the news. And I was told this by high-level military people. And back then, they're like, you're wrong saying Iran isn't going to get a nuke with those reactors. They already got them. And then by the third or fourth general that told me that, and then family told me that, or I was telling family, and they said, how do you know that? And I said, well, I was told this by somebody. He goes, yeah, well, that's right. And that's their biggest fear, is that Iran and that Saudi Arabia are going to get a nuclear war. Well, now that's in the news this week. So we come back with Big Mike, Kevin Booth. We're going to get into that and see how that might affect things, and then shift gears into the film, Kevin. I mean, what's it going to be about now?
Well, I mean, let's just show a clip.
Oh, I forgot. We have clips.
We have a clip.
Hey.
The whole point, I'm here.
I tell you. Well, you've got to direct us, Kevin. That's what you do.
Okay.
No, you're going to direct us when we come back. You're going to host. I want you to.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Alright folks, Big Mike's our guest, Kevin Booth, and we also have Kelly in here. She's been traveling around with the guys checking all this out. I want to play a 3-minute clip, kind of a trailer, working title. When Kevin was here around Christmas, he didn't have it yet, Ghost Nation. And so we have Big Mike, the biggest producer of basically marijuana and hemp fertilizer in the world, and he's been the most successful because I guess from the reviews out there, he's got the best response. And folks, again, to all the people out there that say, I can't believe on your show you're promoting marijuana. It's all a psyop, ladies and gentlemen. It decriminalizes it. It takes the money out of it. It takes the crime out of it. This is simply someone multinationally selling fertilizer for plants. And I would imagine your fertilizer works on other plants too, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It's funny. We have lettuce growers that use our organic products to grow organic lettuce. The guys are breaking world records. We have the records growing for the biggest tomato, 8 pounds. the biggest watermelon, 309, longest gourd. The records are just stacking up. So there's these guys who go around and they want, you know, they can grow the biggest plant of whatever. They use advanced nutrients and they're smashing records that have stood for 20 years.
What about competing against GMO?
First of all, I'm not a fan of GMO at all. Like, what Monsanto has done to the American farmer is criminal. They do not allow, in a lot of EU countries, them to do what they've done to the American farmer. Monsanto is an evil company. If you look at their past board of directors, it's a who's who in government. They don't like the law. They just go in and change it. And they're going to try to come into our space, and they're going to make a run at it. And we have to be really, really careful. Do we really want Monsanto in there making Franken plants that people are consuming as medicine? God only knows what they'll do. Look what they did with Roundup. Now we got super weeds.
They actually lead the pharmacological crop market where they have plants actually producing chemicals and producing, quote, drugs, and then it can jump into other plant species. That's just crazy.
And you know where they're doing it? Because I got a call once. I declined. But they're underground. They're literally underground in places, in warehouses that are nondescript, and they're doing this genetic Frankenstein plants where they're taking genes, you know, from different animals, and they're just, God only knows what they're doing.
Now, that's in the medical literature now, but not generally known. But here you are as an insider, just in that you're an industrial, you know, a producer of organic products to help grow plants, and so you're actually getting contacted. That's where this is going on. In fact, right here in Austin, they have, when you say underground, nondescript warehouses all over that even have front offices and everything, but you go in, it goes through a bio seal, you name it, it's about level 3 containment, and they've got pharmacological crops growing in there right now because plants can produce anything. In fact, they engineered Protogen about 12 years ago, engineered HIV that grew in corn. Corn's the best plant for growing pharmacological crops. You just program it and it grows it inside of it. And it was unattenuated virus was the word. They had guys in spacesuits up by Waco. They were growing the stuff outdoors. They had guys in spacesuits there with flamethrowers knocking it out. And then I reported, people didn't believe it, even though it was in the Associated Press. Guys in spacesuits with flamethrowers.
Wow. What I will say is Monsanto had... We test on other crops as well. Our test spot was right next to Monsanto's in Bulgaria. And the Monsanto scientists came over to our scientists and go, how did you grow corn like that? And we, of course, they didn't say anything. And we actually swapped here. You take a few of our ears, we'll take a few of yours. We tested. We had 14% more protein in our corn. The biofuel would have yielded another 30% higher. So I'm like a little company called Advanced Nutrients, $50 million a year company, up against this multi-billion dollar giant, and we kicked their butts. Wow. I'm happy. I'm proud of that. I mean, it's kind of cool.
Kevin, again, your film sometimes takes 6-7 years to make. How long until this new film, Ghost Nation, comes out?
I mean, we're hoping to be in festivals by July.
And then after that, a cable network will buy it, or you're already under contract?
Yeah. No, we'll be shopping it. Like, my agent manager, Christopher's back here with us. And, we're hoping to take it to festivals, hopefully getting some sort of a broadcast deal, just theatrical, and then end up on Netflix, that type of thing.
Well, I'm really happy for your success, because your films have all been really successful. And, it's good to see you just over the decades, you're continuing to put out such great research. Introduce this clip we're about to play for folks.
This is just a trailer that we just finished cutting, and I don't know, hopefully it's self-explanatory. And right now,
so this is working title, Ghost Nation.
Ghost Nation.
Let's go ahead and roll it.
The corruption in Bulgaria is the reason that we are so poor.
In Bulgaria, нямаме нормални банки, т.е. нямаме банкери, нямаме банкстери.
The politicians were trying to make us be invisible. All the media were saying there are 300 to 500 people, while there were thousands, I mean tens of thousands. I'll tell my kids to tell you if something happens to me.
Те винаги са се страхували за мен, когато каза, аз имам на протест.
We don't have capitalism and democracy, we have the mafia. There's a guy home, your music here. Yes.
Директно го казвам това нещо от престъпници, криминални.
Според мен не може да се направи извод, че запалванията, които последваха, са резултат.
There is a very strong threat coming from Russia. Also, we shouldn't forget about ISIS. Only one country is between ISIS and Bulgaria, it's Turkey.
Stop the flow of terrorists. Maybe they are doing this, but we must do more.
Who is killing, who is attacking, who is assaulting? Without any reason, or with any reason, it doesn't matter.
The threat of direct terror attack is so strong in Bulgaria.
And what they did was, as soon as they started attack, they started to spread their videos over the internet and start to spread their propaganda.
For you, out of Paris, France, several people have been killed, a shooting in central Paris.
Tell me what you know.
That I know that at least 10 ISIS fighters have been caught coming across the Mexican border in Texas.
I don't know if I will play, but I'm very angry. I will become more and more angry.
If Western civilization is not awake, it's a problem.
Now, Kevin, if they're fighting communism, what's the thing with the red fists and red flags?
I don't know. It's just a graphic. It's nothing about... It's just rising up against the power.
No, I get it. And that's a good point. We can't let governments expropriate symbols. It's like in India. They want them to take swastikas down. You know, they were there 3,000 years ago. Or at Native American lodges, people are saying, take them down. It's a sun symbol. Every culture uses it. It doesn't belong to Hitler. But at the same time, you see a fist and a red background, because that's kind of the Russians, you could say, are kind of the fist and the red background.
All right. I'll put a little red.
Saying change it. I'm just asking.
Put a little red, white, and blue in there, Corey. All right.
Yeah, damn, at least the red, white, and blue.
In like 5 minutes. We'll get it posted again.
No. I mean, for radio listeners, this looks like a huge budget film. In fact, I was hearing it has a pretty big budget.
Yeah, definitely the biggest budget I've ever had, for sure. Yeah.
What's the budget?
What's the budget, Mike?
1.4.
Well, that's pretty good, yeah. And I saw a lot of drone footage in there. It looks really good.
Yeah, we've crashed 3 expensive drones so far. Had them knocked out of the sky by people and been droning over gangsters' homes and politicians' homes. And
now, you were saying a bunch of hardcore stuff while the trailer was playing that I totally agree with, because a lot of this is a whole ISIS angle, because you've got Putin coming in from one side. You've also got ISIS coming in, and then you've got the West. So I guess 3 different factions?
Right.
Big Mike?
Yeah, but, you know, here you got. You got the House of Saud. The House of Saud goes and they build these mosques all over the place. And they're building a lot in Albania. They're building a lot in Macedonia. They're building some in Bulgaria, not as much as in Macedonia and Albania. However, each one of these points, and here's the dangerous part in Bulgaria, they don't force them to adopt the Bulgarian language. They allow them not to speak Bulgarian.
So it creates ghettos.
But it creates isolation. And in that isolation around that mosque, you now have the ability to recruit terrorists. And that's the
big
problem.
Now, Putin is fighting ISIS and al-Qaeda in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is putting war on Russia. So, again, how do we do, who are the factions?
It's confusing. Like, you sit there and you try to get, you peel back and think, okay, we finally get, like, we kind of understand it now, what's going on. And it's just like, It just gets worse.
Who is
worse.
The Jabba the Hutt creature that you said is a bad guy? Because I noticed the arrogance. We're going to skip this break. I'm going to skip this one break. I should have told you. Yeah, cut the music there. Who is that guy?
Pevsky.
Pevsky.
Is he a Mr. Universe?
Yeah, he's a pig. And literally is. He controls the majority of the media in Bulgaria.
Is he a Russian puppet?
Oh, he not only is he a Russian puppet, he's an ISIS puppet. And that's the problem. This guy, there's the second largest party in Bulgaria is a party called DPSA. He is one of their leaders.
Now I asked you this earlier in a break. You said he's connected to ISIS. What's the proof? You said it's in the German news?
Well, it's in the German news. It was in the German news, but it was also German intelligence substantiated and said, yes, this is true. These guys, by the way, it's the four biggest political parties, their leaders all have a cigarette tax scam going. And because of that, they involve ISIS and payments are going to ISIS. So wake up, like I'm telling American politicians,
well,
wake
is,
up and do something about
this
it.
This is government of mafias. And because the people lay down and have an attitude of putting up with it, all these corrupt interests come in. And I guess what you're saying is under the Soviet Union, they got their will broken. And so now they just expect to live under tyranny. And so it's all these competing factions in there at the trough.
Well said.
Yes. It's very confusing. I mean, to say there's like Putin against the West is just...
Why do you call it ghost nation? That's a great term. Like it was a nation.
It's not a real nation because when you go there, it's
there's no real government.
There's no real government.
They're not trying to govern. All they're trying to do is steal and make deals with ISIS and make deals with Putin. And yet they say, hey, protect us. You know, give us EU status. Give us NATO status. Okay, we did that. And this is still happening. If America stepped in very quickly, they could end this very, very quickly. And the EU. It could be over within a year.
Are you sure the Russians wouldn't try to come in?
It's an EU nation. It's a NATO nation. They would be stupid if they tried.
Like
but anything's possible. Like, look, Obama has a weak foreign policy. We all know that. And he allows himself to get bullied. And like you take a guy like Trump, I don't think he's going to allow what happened. Bush, even like the things that I have about Bush, some of the bad things that I think about him, he was very strong foreign policy. Putin wouldn't try that under Bush. He wouldn't try it under Trump. But yet Obama, there's no foreign policy. And so he's doing whatever he's going to do.
Obama's too busy trying to turn the world over to a new caliphate. You were talking about that during the break.
Well, yeah. And so if you look at what ISIS wants, they have a map. And it's like, this is our nation we want to create.
Yeah, let's put
it's,
up
it's the Ottoman
ISIS,
Empire.
ISIS map of worldwide caliphate. Let's put that up on
screen.
Yeah,
that is it. It's the old Ottoman Empire. They want it back. And that includes Spain.
Yeah, remember,
Spain.
I mean, Bulgaria was under Turkish rule for, what, 5,000 years?
Oh, no, Ottoman Empire. No, it was 500 years. Then in 1887. See, here's the problem. In 1887, the
Muslim invasions were in the 800s, 600s and 800s.
Right, and so there was...
And they got repulsed. They finally went all the way to Rome. That's what the Pope has, 200-foot walls was for that invasion. They went from 100 feet to 200 feet. He says, now they lie, go, there are no walls around the Vatican. I mean, this is the New York Times, folks, that just announced today that most cancer is viral. As if that wasn't known from day one when Rockefeller was messing with it. Oh, yeah, there's their map right there. I'm sorry. I interrupted. That's what ISIS thinks they.
That's correct.
Deserve to have. You know that Spain used to be blonde-haired, blue-eyed folks, and they got taken over for 300 years, and then Europe had an invasion called the La Reconquista and kicked the North Africans out. So that's why they think it's theirs.
Yeah, and people look. People in America should be worried. People in the EU definitely should be worried. If you look at that map, that's their endgame.
Exactly. My issue is Iraq was pro-West. A bunch of other countries, Egypt, they have women go to college. Women don't have to cover their faces up. All this stuff. They like America. Our government's trying to overthrow all those countries and putting Saudi-run Al-Qaeda, ISIS crazies who literally keep women chained up like a pet snail or something, and that supposedly is okay. And the left won't even criticize it and actually is bringing the refugees in are mainly these crazy Wahhabists. What do you think the end game plan is? You've been over there. You've witnessed it. What do you think Merkel and Hollande and Obama are doing?
They're asleep at the wheel. Like, I don't know. I'm not like this super pundit when it comes to politics, but the way, from my viewpoint, they're asleep at the wheel. Let me talk about Turkey. People don't realize Turkey is a member of NATO. They're going to do $5 billion worth of business with the U.S. for F-35 fighters. So we have a military, I think it's a submarine base there, a Navy base somewhere there. And they just kind of turn a blind eye to what Turkey does. And here's, this is horrible. They're allowing ISIS soldiers to come in through Iraq. And they're coming in through Turkey and they're going back into Syria and they're slaughtering people. I've had pictures shown to me. I was about a year and a half ago. I was in Beirut. I was there with an Armenian community, and they showed me pictures. These are horrific pictures. And these ISIS soldiers went in, decimated these people, were brought back in ambulances across the border, back into Turkey, and put back in Iraq. In fact, there's a woman who reported on that. 2 weeks later, she's dead.
Wow. Well, to Putin's credit, he sent in troops, planes, he's battling Turkey. He says, Turkey, you're running Al-Qaeda. Turkey, you're stealing the oil, and proved it. And so Turkey's now threatening to attack Russia, and Russia's threatening to attack them. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think there is a good guy overall in this. I just wonder why the West isn't actually trying to help a place, like the country you're talking about. Instead, they're involved in Syria trying to overthrow it to put Saudi Arabia in charge.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Well, we know weapons manufacturers make money out of crisis. And people keep saying none of this makes sense. It makes more conflict, more war. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. Kelly, your view on this?
I don't know where...
You don't know where to begin.
I don't know.
So
no, no, I can't.
You're doing good.
I can't. It's all...
Does the world sound like it's closer to World War now or when you were a little girl and there was a Cold War going on?
Say that again.
The Cold War when you were younger, does that world sound scarier than this new world we're in?
No, it seems scarier now. And I don't know if it's because, everything that I'm finding out and just, everything that's going on, everything's really scary.
Why do you think unified Europe and the United States would have the exact same policy, because they're doing this on purpose, would bring in 5 million in the last 2 years radical Islamic refugees who kill each other if someone catches their daughter out without her face covered? I mean, they will kill you, stone your daughter to death. This is the most unliberal, psychotic group of numbskull idiots. Why would you bring them in, and why would the left, who claims they're so liberal and about people's rights, bring in Stone Age lunatics?
God only knows.
I don't know.
It's great chaos.
Bingo, Kevin. Create chaos.
Thank you. Do I win something?
You do win something. Kevin's actually a tough guy in another incarnation. He actually started a ninja bachelor party. that thing is so famous underground now. Somebody ought to remake it.
Yeah, I know. I have people talking to us about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Those cartoons.
What's going on with Russell Crowe?
No, I can't talk about any of that. Don't drop that.
How does it make you sound cool and mysterious?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's drop that subject right now.
Hey, seriously, though, what do you think about the new X-Files character? And they have another premiere tonight. And Chris Carter. By the way, I'm coming out to L.A. in the next month.
Oh, great.
I'm going to come see you, Joe Rogan, and Chris Carter.
Excellent.
We got to have you up at the Marijuana Mansion, then.
Yeah, coming to the Marijuana Mansion.
No, I
don't have to smoke to go there. Just, like, chill. I got the most incredible view from the Hollywood sign all the way to Beverly Hills.
Jack Daniel.
270. I'll have Jack. I'll have Gentleman Jack for you. How's that?
No, I'm just joking. I don't drink. I'm just pleased. No, I don't drink before 5. I'm joking. It's a Christian family show. I actually lost a lot of weight not drinking as much, so I've cut back to maybe a beer every once in a while.
Alcohol has a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I used to drink a lot of wine, and since I've made the switch over to marijuana, I've lost a lot of weight, too.
Well, you don't look like you need to lose any weight.
So, sure.
Yeah, but...
But right, let's just stand up, please, man. Let's see what the marijuana did to you. Sorry.
Let's see. Come on, stand up. Take a spin. Take a spin.
Anyways, folks, you got to have some fun.
Really. Oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on. Just stand up. Show like this
Look
is eye
there.
Candy.
There you true go. Amazon.
Very good. Very
I
good.
Wanted to say, why don't they get you to play the new Wonder Woman?
Look at that.
Wow. All right, my gosh. Amazing. She's as tall as Big Mike. You know,
almost is.
Do what?
She almost is. With those heels.
Listen, Kelly, thank you for coming in. We're going to bring in your Eastern European friend, the political activist.
The
stay
the
with
run.
Us. We're going to bring in, what's his name, Ivan?
Alex yes. Jones and the GCN.
Who would have thought? We'll be back. Stay with us.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, Kevin told me about working on this film about a year and a half ago, and it was in its embryonic stage, and then it was taking this turn into Eastern Europe, and you know how horrible Putin was and all this stuff. And I said, well, you're going to find it's a whole bunch of factions, and you're not going to be able to even figure out who they are. And as you turn into more of a old world country or a Byzantine type system, it's all just based on gangs. It's all just based on thuggery, and then everything descends into that, because what's the point of producing anything if somebody just takes it from you? And you look at Eastern Europe, you look at Latin America, we are becoming just like that. As we become a system based on what group we're in, not a system based on what you produced and free association. Now, we're going to go back to our guest. We have another guest in here with us as well who's really got an interesting story. Who has been over there and actually witnessed all of this, who's a native of Bulgaria. and a big part of the upcoming film as well. But I was talking to Daria, who's an American, been in the U.S. military, and is a graduate of the Defense Language School and been out at Fort Bragg. And she was excited when she saw Tim Kennedy, the famous Green Beret, in here. Beyond that, that guy has been, I'm not allowed to say the stuff he's been part of, but the most elite Army units there are. And I actually know folks that separately know him, and they go, you know that guy killed Zakari. You know, it was basically his bare hands, all sorts of stuff. But, you know, Biggs is a really great guy, too. He's famous for when press was with him. These Al-Qaeda guys were shooting RPGs at him, and they ran out of, you know, machine gun bullets, and Biggs literally crawled over the rock, jumped over, and stabbed the guy right in the neck. That's kind of cool. I mean, I'm not saying it's cool to kill people, but it's just cool, these type of, you know, folks that can do stuff like this. It's pretty neat. But I'm digressing off into all that. We're going to be discussing it in great detail in upcoming films and more. What is happening domestically here in the United States, mirroring what's happening overseas. But before I go any further, Liver Shield is back in stock. And this is concentrated, known organic herbs that are designed to just make your liver basically relax, gallbladder relax, and just let everything out. But you cannot drink the 7 days you're on it, okay, because it opens your liver wide open. And it's got, what is it, 4.8 star reviews, or is that 4.3? I can't read, but thousands of five-star reviews, 4.6. That's with power reviews. Nobody else in nutraceuticals has that. This is the very best. That's why it sells out all the time, because we have trouble getting the organic shilajit from the Himalayas and other key ingredients. You take the oxy powder with it, the apple cider vinegar and water for 6 days, 4 to 8 pills a day with the Liver Shield in the water. And then you take 8 ounces of virgin olive oil, lay on your side the seventh night, and we've got informational videos, you name it, and people cannot believe it. It's why if we could keep it in stock, it would be our best seller times two. But because these herbs are so hard to get, this is not an artificial scarcity pitch. People know it's been gone 2 months, and it's going to sell out in like a week at current sales rates. So check out what it's done for others. See the information for yourself. It is incredible. It's a 6-day cleanse. I went for 7. Some folks get even longer. You should do 3 a year, according to Dr. Groove. It is the number one rated advanced liver cleanse pack with Liver Shield and Oxy Powder. InfoWarsLife.com. All supplies last. Supermel Vitality will sell out today unless you're signed up for auto ship. We're holding some back there. Super Female is still available. That sold out quicker than we thought it would. Androplex has sold out, except for folks that are on auto ship as well. Lung Cleanse, Colloidal Silver, the highest quality DNA Force, has the BioPQQ, the purest organic form of it. We buy from Mitsubishi America. Just 1 kilo of that cost last time $14,000. And that's just one ingredient in DNA Force. Comparable nutraceuticals you get from doctors are $600, ladies and gentlemen. So you will not find what's in this out there, in our experience, for a lower price. I mean, a third the amount of DNA Force that is in a serving of this, of the BioPQQ, with leading competitors like $60 a bottle just for the BioPQQ, and there's less of it. And then a lot of times it's the synthetic BioPQQ. The point is, we have to, like, jump through hoops to even get this, and people say, you're not a medical facility? This is what they sell in Switzerland and Germany. People don't buy this. Because you go to these medical doctors, the reason we had these ideas a few years ago, and you notice they have the expensive nutraceuticals, but no one would sell them in stores. We went, well, if this stuff isn't prescription, we're going to sell it. And that's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. Now, some of this stuff, they're trying to make prescriptions soon. So check it out today, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And I'm kind of glad, this is not a light topic, but seeing my old buddy Kevin makes me in a better mood, because there really is earth-shaking stuff going on, really, really crazy stuff going on. And Big Mike, think of it this way. Again, you're the biggest maker of fertilizers, organic fertilizers, used not just for marijuana and hemp, but other plants. But when it comes to marijuana, you're the biggest. AdvancedNutrients.com. Expanding on this, if you were on national TV for 5 minutes, which you are, you know, the dinosaur media is dying. There's probably 3 million people listening and watching just right now to this 15 minutes. That's the average time spent listening or watching. It's about 17 minutes. What is your main transmission for folks to know about the world, the film you're financing, Ghost Nation, and then introduce your colleague here to the folks that are watching and listening?
Well, I'm a CEO of an international company. I'm an angel investor. I am also a political activist, and I'm passionate about, and a philanthropist, and I'm just passionate about what I do. I love the cannabis plant. I've had a love affair with it for, I've been doing it for 33 years growing.
And it hadn't stopped you from working 15 hours a day and being successful.
That's right. And yeah, that's a whole other topic. People think like there's an easy button out there, and they think, oh, cannabis guys, they just like, they're growing a weed and they're sticking in the ground. Let me tell you, it's the hardest work I ever did when I was growing outdoors and indoors. It's a lot of work. It's very manual. But I've had a love of the plant, and I've studied it, researched it, and our line of nutrients will take a cannabis plant and bring it to its true genetic potential, at least the best way that I know possible.
Well, I know so many troops, and I keep going, who never liked marijuana, super conservative guys, but Prozac doesn't work. Stuff doesn't work from the 5-6 tours they've been on. They have anxiety attacks. They wake up, you know, and grab their gun at 3 a.m., you know, with flashbacks. And they go, look, I just smoke marijuana once a day at night. I don't drink as much anymore. It works great. And it's got that effect. Sure, it can be damaging, but it's just something else God gave us. I'm so sick of this, hating it. Personally, and Kevin knows this, I'm not a big marijuana guy.
No.
Because, I mean, I don't care whether it's the, you know, the two different types, whatever it is. My brain's already going too fast. It doesn't have a calming effect on me.
Yeah, it doesn't match everybody's.
I get really paranoid.
It also depends on the strain that you're smoking. Here's what people don't
know. Another sativa and indica.
Right, but and so they say sativa will give you up and indica will get you low. Well, it's it will take you down. But what's more important is actually, this is what you're going to see in the future. You're going to see a cannabinoid profile, but just as important is terpenes, because the terpenes modulate the cannabinoids. So
that's why the synthetic doesn't work, because it's not the whole.
It's not a whole plant extract, and they have to work with whole plant extracts.
That's why ours, all of our products are cold pressed, because it kills it, and you don't upload it unless it's cold pressed.
By the way, cold press is excellent. Like, you cold press, you're rocking the house, dude. That's good. We do cold press.
We're some of the only people that cold press herbs, and there's no alcohol to we cold press it to a pure oil. I'm not talking about, that'll be evil that I cold press herbs and sell them, but we're kind of in the same line. These are plants God gave us.
Absolutely is. And what people don't realize is our body is wired for weed. We have what's called an endocannabinoid system. And two studies just came out of, a study came out of Germany from Hamburg University and Heidelberg University that said runner's high is not endorphins. It is the endocannabinoid system releasing cannabinoids into our body.
Now,
when you're running
high. Once you hit that 20th wind sprint, you'd get high. That does feel like marijuana. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, it is. And so what runners high, what they're really feeling is the endocannabinoid system working to take away the pain. We're wired for weed. Look, Chinese medicine, they've been using this plant for 5,000 years. It's there. It's there for us to use responsibly.
Is it legal in China?
No, God, no. Like, no drugs are, like, that's death penalty.
No, they execute.
They're radical there. That's the most, I think they're even probably more radical than Islam is, you know, when it comes to that. I don't know.
Why? Because the British used the whole drug thing to take them over.
Well, the opium wars.
Yeah. You know your stuff. You say you're not political, you're historical.
No, I know a little.
Well, keep going. Keep telling us your breakdown. And we're going to go to your guest.
Oh, so I've had this love affair with the plant. Obviously, the war on drugs doesn't work. We spend a lot of money. I believe that it was perpetuated by the industrial military, not the industrial military, the industrial prison complex. And now the truth has come out, and the genie's out of the bottle, and it's not going to go back at all. And I know this because there's two sides of this equation. There's what I call our community, and then there's the investors who are coming in. And it's a mixture of both, but some of the investors are some of the biggest donors to political campaigns. Are you going to tell some guy, oh, that $10 million, $20 million investment that you made, I'm sorry, but I got to vote against that? That's not going to happen. So in one way, this kind of thing is good. It ensures the future of medical marijuana. But then the other way is you got these guys coming in here who just, it's purely for profit.
Yeah, I think
there's nothing wrong with profit. You need profit to do all kinds of things. I couldn't make the movie that we're doing now.
But you've got to make profit morally with something that helps people, in my view.
I agree. Like, I feel so good getting up every morning and doing what I do.
Well, one reason you've dominated and are getting bigger and bigger is, I'm going to read the trade publications about you this weekend before you came in. I knew who you were before, but I kind of did a closer look. Is I went to some of the biggest organic manufacturers of vitamins and minerals and supplements in the last 4 or 5 years, because I already had a bunch of sponsors that were great, but I was like, why don't I just do this myself? And they go, we wish we had people like you. No one wants to actually put this into a product where the bottle costs $10, you know, the product, and you sell it for $20, you still make a profit. Or it costs $18, you sell it for $40. We're still making a profit to fund our operation. We need it. But they say people put $2 a product in and then sell it for $50 with fancy marketing. Just as a business guy, if I was a sociopath, I would want to sell something that works so good they want to come back to me. I don't understand where you put it into marketing, but not into what it really does. Why don't I sell something that blows somebody away and helps them, and then helps me, and then they're totally hooked? I mean, doing the right thing, even midterm, is always best. But they teach the general public, screw somebody over today, win quick. That's not how the world got built.
Now, you can't do it. I mean, our company's been around for 16 years. We're in our eighth generation of nutrients that we're working on. And I've never cut corners. And I've had my CFOs go like, what the hell are you doing? I go, no, this is where it's going to be. And there's some products that my margins are so low, it should sell for three times the amount.
What about this? What about when you can't get an ingredient and then your people are so religious about it, they're like, no, we just won't have it. And then we have to wait till we get it. Or change the formulation because we're that neurotic. I mean,
oh yeah, and when you spend a lot of money, what happens eventually, if it picks up, is you get economies of scale. Sometimes
suddenly
you
get it, yeah. Exactly, and then better deals open up. Yeah,
I think one of the ironies of the drug war is that it has created guys like Big Mike. Because of the drug war, if it wasn't for the drug war, you wouldn't have this incredible science and all these people so passionate about growing great marijuana. I mean, the drug warriors have actually created their own worst nightmare, which I think is the ultimate.
Well, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Yeah, you just said absolutely. It. Introduce me to this guy.
This guy. Listen, I was in Bulgaria and I met this guy. I was introduced through a friend, and him and his brother, Iskren. And I talked to these guys for a while. I go, this dude's like really smart. And I come out find out like he's a member of Mensa, and he's like the smartest computer guy I've ever met in my life. And he's politically passionate in a country where I didn't know top from bottom in the beginning. And he has been instrumental in leading me through the landmines and avoiding them and pointing me in the right direction, all of us in the right direction. And his name is Ivan. Here we call him Ivan. So this is Ivan.
And he's been your guide in Bulgaria.
Not just a guy. Like, no, this guy is beyond a guide. He's a passionate warrior to change the government.
Well, it's been your inspiration, to a great extent.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we were on.
All right. So give us the, you know, 3-4 minute spiel up front about what's really happening in Eastern Europe, what's happening in Bulgaria. I mean, who are the factions?
What was it like growing up there? I mean, he spent his whole life there.
I'm one of the few people that actually didn't leave the country. So I was feeling really bad. I mean, all the guys my age and girls left. So just it's becoming worse and worse and worse and worse. So I was a completely non-political guy up until 5-6 years ago. Then I just saw that the problem is not the people, it's not the country, it's the ruling class. The guys that are actually, how did you say it? You said behind the left behind network or something like that?
Stay behind network.
Yeah. So they are the drivers, the thugs and the security guys of the former communist leaders. Our prime minister is the former security guy for our dictator that ruled us for 45 years.
Torozhivkov,
yeah. So it's like at some point you understand that you have to do something. I mean, it's easier not to look at it, not to do anything. Just don't watch the news. Don't do anything about it. It's easier.
Well, who are the factions? I mean, is it the Russians?
Everybody. The Russians have their clothes there for 80 years, or close to 80 years. Now we have Islam, we have everybody. I mean, everything that has a benefit there or a profit goes in. And because the government is weak, they're like so corrupt.
From my research, I mean, we know the Russians are there, they're influenced Russian mafia, but is the Islamic threat growing?
It is. I mean, it's something that actually needs to be controlled.
Are they sweet and loving to you once you give in to them?
I don't really know. I mean, I don't have experience in that stuff, but you can actually see it. And there are a lot of decent people coming in, running from the conflict as well. So it's a mix. They are bad guys, they are good guys.
Yeah, but then the bad guys use those communities as their base.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. And it's the usual thing. You have the isolation, you have the scared people, you have people, all my people are just, most of Bulgarians are just trying to avoid them. So you have this isolation that you can hide in.
And that's it. People are in denial in Europe and Eastern Europe about the invasion, which is making it even worse. Because people just want to, whoa, I don't see that.
Yeah, I mean, they need to do something. I mean, it's like getting out of control. And because I'm a normal guy. I mean, I know what's wrong. I know how to fix it. We created a system for electronic voting, and the government didn't want it because they're dead. Because they fake all the elections completely.
And by the way, this was Pentagon-level security. It was an unbreakable platform. And when we were running, we ran in the last election, our polls indicated we had between 11 and 12% of the vote.
You're running a political party.
So we started a political movement, and that political movement turned into a political party.
They backed the head of the guy that...
No, I know. I should have said that up front. Yeah. And that's why when Kevin told me this like a year ago, I go, oh, these people are CIA? Are they George Soros? Well, okay, well, listen. A lot of times, though, I'm not saying you are. I don't think you are. The point is that obviously you haven't been approached by the State Department.
No, I have not. And I actually wish they would come to me and go, hey, like, okay, what you're doing, we understand it's a good thing, and give us some funding so we can get the right people elected in that country.
Well, I think you're legitimate. I mean, I come off, you're a real entrepreneur. You're doing this for the right reasons. You've got to know, though, it's a good thing you do have a bunch of security, because if you actually get this going, the Russians are going to come after you.
I've already been threatened, but... And I've been offered, here's the thing, I've had the two major parties in Bulgaria come and offer me all the marijuana business if the party that I started
with. I should have started this with a friend.
Yeah, right.
You've been offered all the marijuana business in the country, a monopoly if you'll play ball with them.
Right, and if I'm a marijuana guy, that's my agenda. I said, absolutely not.
Stay right there. We're going to come right back with Big Mike. I'm Alex Jones.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The results are in. When it comes to seeing your favorite live event, being closer is better. Hi, I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We set out to make going to live events better by creating a way for you to get closer to the action at a price you want to pay. How? At ScoreBig.com, we work directly with your favorite teams and performers to get their unsold seats at unpublished prices and pass the huge savings on to you. At ScoreBig.com, you can name a ticket price and save up to 60% below the box office prices on the events you want to see and on the seats you want to sit in. All the tickets at ScoreBig are real, and there are never any hidden fees. And I'm not talking about the nosebleed seats to unpopular events, but millions of great seats to the big games, best family shows, concerts, and more, days, weeks, even months in advance. So check out ScoreBig.com.
Still haven't made it to an NBA or NHL game? The seasons are winding down, so don't miss your chance to save on tickets. And right now, save an extra $20 when you click on the microphone and enter code 3939. Remember, code 3939 to get $20 off at ScoreBig.com.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, cards, sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Big Mike's our guest, Kevin as well. You want hardcore news? We've got Saul Watson coming up, loaded for bear, hosting 50-something minutes of the fourth hour. I'll go 5 minutes the next hour with our guest. You say some powerful stuff during the breaks, bro. You were just talking up Donald Trump, Big Mike.
Right. I look at all the candidates, who's out there, who's for medical marijuana, who's not. Hillary clearly isn't, you know, but she's kind of waiting to see what the populace says. I don't like that kind of position. I like Trump. Trump said in 1990, all drugs should be legal. He supports medical marijuana for the states and even legalization at the state level. He's a businessman. He's great at playing the media, obviously, but I hope that it will be a runoff between Hillary and Trump. And I hope Trump wins. But Hillary's got one hell of a political machine. And a
and
lot of money.
She will steal elections. She's been stealing it from Bernie Sanders in plain view. And he wins New Hampshire, she gets the delegates. Because she said so.
Yeah.
That sounds like what you're talking about with your elections.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You guys were getting into the election over there. So what happened? You were saying the night of the election, what happened?
Yes. Oh, so and then the day of the election came, and we ended up with 0.401% of the vote. But guess who counts the votes? The top four political parties. That's like letting the fox guard the hen house. Yeah. Like, what's going on here? And no one, EU can simply step in. They say, well, we have observers. Well, there's 11,000 polling stations. They sent 200 people there. Like, really? And when we were there, the political parties were starting to fight over who gets the votes from the other parties. And it was a big to-do. And we had a big we just walked out in the middle of the
Congress
party.
You told me about this. You have a bunch of footage of this, right?
We walked out, and the media came, and just we were surrounded by cameras. Not 1 second of that made it to the news.
It was censored.
It was censored.
Yeah, this is really where the story started.
Yeah.
What do you guys think is going to end up happening in the Middle East with this proxy war between Iran and Saudi Arabia with Russia in the middle of it?
You know, for first off, America needs a strong leader who's not going to take what's happening to us, what Putin's doing, and push back. And they need to just get stronger on their stance with Russia and Putin. I mean, the guy is obviously like he's a rabid mad dog, and they're allowing him to run around.
I
don't get it.
I agree Russia has corruption and problems, but you're just talking about Al-Qaeda doing all these horrible things and ISIS. Putin's fighting them.
Yeah, oh yeah, I understand that. Yeah,
I mean, even Trump says, "Hey, we should just leave him alone in Syria."
Look, just because he's fighting ISIS on one front doesn't make him a good guy. What is his end game? What is his agenda? That's what's really important. Control of the Middle East, maybe? Control of oil? I don't know.
Well, I'd like him to turn loose all this new energy and things they have and just get rid of oil.
Well, you know, here's the big thing in what's happening in Bulgaria. The Russians supply energy to Bulgaria, and they have to pay 30% higher than they sell that energy to other countries. Why? Because some politician in Bulgaria made a deal, payola was paid out, and they got to recoup that loss. It's very Bulgaria has enough energy and resources to be energy independent.
From the perspective
right?
of Eastern Europeans that have had Russia sitting on them for 60, 70 years, you're sick of them.
Well, no, yeah, not only am I sick of them, but here's Putin's play. Putin's play is about energy and selling their resources and shoving it down people's throats. Rather than being in a competitive marketplace, being able to be in a competitive marketplace and let the market dictate. Instead, he wants to dictate.
Well, he's getting hammered right now because the Saudis and others have lowered oil prices to bankrupt Russia. So my point is, I get me.
That will change, though. That will go back up.
Yeah.
Like always.
Well, it's a huge war, I tell you that. I'm going to come back and get some final comments from this gentleman and Kevin Booth. And then Paul Joseph Watson's taking over. Some stations don't care the fourth hour. They don't. Hey, stations, pick it up. Be sure and support our local stations. Become a sponsor. Support their sponsors. And spread the word about how you're listening to us. And, of course, if you're watching or listening on the Internet, share those links. Reach more people. They hate the fact that broadcast is exploding. We show all sides here. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with the fourth hour in 70 seconds.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.